Vectis Radio.
We have the lovely Ian Pratt in here from the Rotary, and he's going to tell us all about the environment.
Good afternoon, Ian.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Thank you for having me. I'm a member of Rotary on the White, and the environment is Rotary's seventh and newest official area of focus. What does that mean? Well, it means Rotary supports global and community-led projects that strengthen natural resource conservation, advance ecological sustainability, and tackle the effects of climate change through foundation grants. Now,
all right,
that sounds a bit heavy, doesn't it?
It does, a bit, yeah.
What we need to do is look at ways we can help on a day-to-day basis. And I've made a list of a few things we can do on a day-to-day basis to help.
Yep.
Firstly, use public transport. We've got really good bus service on the Isle of Wight.
We have an excellent bus service.
So get out of your car and onto the bus. I came here on my bus today. Repair, reuse, recycle.
Yeah, now that's quite a common phrase, that one, isn't it? And there are things like repair workshops that people have set up as well, aren't they?
It's so often things are built to be thrown away. And,
Sadly, yes.
Particularly with clothing, but it's good with shoes and clothes and other things and other household items to repair them if you can.
Yeah.
And then reuse them, then recycle.
Absolutely.
And
there are specialist recyclists for some things like electronics and things, aren't there?
Yes, there are.
One of the things we're doing in Rotary on the White is recycling plastic. The certain plastic bottles can be recycled, and there's a guy on the Isle of Wight who uses them to make things like coasters and other things from, which we weren't aware of. Get to know nature. Get to know your local nature reserve. Go and see. We've got some lovely nature reserves on the Isle of Wight. We got the white-tailed eagle at down at the Brading Marshes. We've got the Hersey Reserve at Seaview. Go and see them and see what's about.
Yeah, we got some sheep and goats and things on some of the downs, haven't we?
I think there are ponies as well.
Yeah.
I don't think people are aware how bad the nature is in this country. There was a report done in 2023 called State of the Nature, and I didn't realise that 16% of all species are under threat in this country.
Right.
That's 43% of birds, 31% of amphibians and reptiles, and 28% of lichens, and 26% of terrestrial mammals. So things that we used to see when I was young, we're not seeing now because they are disappearing, and it's sad. They're disappearing because of loss of habitat, because of use of these neonicotinoid
pesticides,
and the government's unfortunately just agreed to authorise them again, which isn't bad news. It kills off the bees. It kills off, and without bees, moths, and other pollinators, we're going to lose the food.
We are indeed, yes. Okay. It's always a bit of a worry that we'd have to start going around pollinating things ourselves, which is very tedious and time consuming.
I can't fly, though.
No, but you have to get a little brush.
Oh, right.
That's what they do in, we were in Mauritius once, and they were pollinating the orchids that produced the vanilla. And they do it with a little brush, as you say.
Yeah.
Exactly what
but
you do.
We shouldn't have to go down that path.
No.
Nature's worked that out already. We should preserve that if we can. Fair enough.
Well, I've just come back from Bulgaria, on a natural history trip, and in the UK, if you saw all the butterflies you could see, all the species in this country, you'd see 60 species. I was in Bulgaria for 11 days. We got 120 species.
Wow.
It's just an easy sort of thing to sort of show that the biodiversity in other countries is very good, and they reckon that the UK is one of the worst nature-depleted countries in the world.
Okay. And Rotary has taken that on board to try and do something about it.
We're trying to do things it's hard work, just trying to get people to do the things I say, like use a car. When we have meetings, we try and encourage people to come together in a car instead of just drive on your own, get other people to come with you. It's all about education as well. Part of our mission, I suppose, is getting people to know what's going on, like we're doing today. I don't think people are aware, and once they become aware, then they will take action.
I think you're right there, yes. So, it's nice to know that some Rotary's taken that on board.
Yes, actually doing something. Yeah.
Well, the other thing is when we use the computers a lot, don't we? And other thing to do, don't print out unless essential, because paper comes from trees.
Yeah.
And That's the problem. I know. I've printed out these.
Well, sometimes
things.
You have to print stuff out, but we were promised back in the 1970s we'd have a paper-free office environment. It never actually
happened,
has it?
No. Because
what they did was develop cheap printers. Everybody prints everything out now.
Well, if you do online shopping with your supermarkets, you don't have to print out your receipt because it's all in your email. So
And then you haven't got to drive to the supermarket either.
No,
I think we just got to learn a new way of doing things, and it's a pity that during lockdown we did learn a few new ways of doing things, but then went back to the old ways.
To an extent,
some
we did.
Some
things went back, but yes, I take your
point.
Some
things changed completely.
It's just important to learn to do things differently, which improve the environment and improve the place with where we live.
Indeed,
it's all gradual though, isn't it? You can't do it overnight.
No. It's a lot of work, and we've got a lot of catching up to do. So, how can people help Rotary to do what you want to do?
Well, you can become a member of Rotary. Mm-hmm. That's the first thing, and then you'll be on the inside track.
Yeah.
If you've got any ideas, just let us know things you want to do. I'm going to try and get in touch with Jamie Marsh of the Hampshire and Isle of Wight Wildlife Trust on island to see if we've got a project which we can do with him.
Yeah.
Because Jamie Marsh is the land manager for Hampshire and Isle of Wight Wildlife Trust, and he's a good friend of ours, and we want to work with him. Try and find people you can work with who have the same ethos.
Yes, indeed.
I'm a member of them.
You are indeed, yes.
I have their magazine whenever it is they send it out.
So that's, you say it was your seventh item of focus?
Yeah, seventh item of focus. The other ones, do you want to know what
let's quickly run through the other ones,
Promoting peace, fighting disease, providing clean water, sanitation and hygiene, saving mothers and children, supporting education, growing local economies. They're all great things.
You've not picked any easy ones then, have you? They're all quite difficult ones to take on, but well done for getting on with it.
And what do you do in your spare time then?
Well, I'm a very keen photographer. I do lots of photographs and obviously do quite a bit of walking. And so I get I'm involved in a church, which takes a bit of time up as well. So there's plenty to do. I've got seven grandsons.
Good grief. Fair enough. Well, thank you for coming in.
My pleasure.
And thank you to you at Rotary for what you do for the community at large, not just on the Isle of Wight, but across the world.
Thank you.
You can find details of your Rotary by just Googling Rotary Isle of Wight.
Yeah, there's a Facebook page, and just put Rotary on the Wight on the internet and you'll find us.
Excellent. Thank you very much, Ian.
My pleasure.
And we'll talk to you or one of your colleagues again very soon.
We will.
Your support matters. We operate thanks to the support of local businesses. If you would like to advertise on Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, contact our team today. Marketing at vectisradio.fm.